You know what? You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, and D.H. Major.
What's really good, man?
You want to go by D.H. or D.H. Major? D.H. I should know this by now.
You should.
D.H.
D.H., we good with that.
We're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow for soulful music news and talk. Now, here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly.
The ugly.
Because some of y'all got some ugly girlfriends and boyfriends. Oh. I'm sorry, not that part. But dating sometimes can be ugly.
That's terrible.
I know, right? I'm just joking. But keep in mind that we are not experts.
Nope.
Not at all. I'm an expert on me, I think. So,
I don't even know
you know,
if
you,
I'm an
you can take what I got to say with a grain of salt because... I might lead you down the right path. I might lead you down the wrong path, but it'll be some path.
Absolutely.
So if you really are, you know, trying to find some, I mean, we give some good, you know, some golden nuggets here.
I think
you know, we have life experience. So can somebody truly call themselves a relationship expert? I guess they can because that's what they study. I don't know that I necessarily study that. Maybe, I don't know. What the hell am I talking about? I'm rambling.
I'm going to look into that.
I know, right? But I hope you guys had a great weekend, you know, Memorial Day weekend. It was a long weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
I enjoyed myself. Got to spend some time with friends and family. You know, my grandfather celebrated his 97th birthday. Get it, Snooki.
That's a lot of birthdays,
man. He was
born
on May 25th, 1918.
Yo, shout out. That's
He's the third of 10 kids.
Wow.
Right.
That's what's up,
my grandfather. Francis Alfred Snooki Clark. He thought Francis was a feminine name, so he wanted to, you know, he decided to go by Alfred.
Hey,
and his nickname is Snooki. I don't know where that came from. My family has nicknames that has absolutely nothing to do with their real names. Just like he calls me George. Right.
I'm not even
I've never dated a George. I don't think I know too many Georges, but
George.
That's my nickname. He calls me George and Reds.
I can get the Reds.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about George. You got to ask him about that.
He just, I don't know. That's just how the family is. They like to call people, you know, like I have an uncle, Petey, who
uncle
passed
Petey,
away
right.
a few years ago. And I was looking up his information in the newspaper.
Right.
And I could not find his I'm like, all right, I'm looking up Petey Clark. I'm thinking, okay, his name is Peter. What do you think Petey's name was?
Did it start with a P?
Not at all.
It's probably like Richard.
No, his name was Leroy. Leroy Vincent Clark. I don't know where the hell they got Petey
from. That's what I was going to say. Like, was his middle name Peter or something?
Not even close. So that's just how my family is. So yes, happy birthday to my grandfather who celebrated
big ups.
97 years. We had some good barbecue stuff at my mom's house. Family came over, so it was a good time.
You could have stopped at barbecue.
I know.
That's good.
Yeah, and then, you know, today is my stepmom's birthday.
Happy
Love
birthday,
her to
stepmama. Yeah.
Yes, happy birthday to Sherry. But you know what? We're talking about all these different things. It has absolutely nothing to do with tonight's topic because tonight, what is it that we are talking about? Do you know what we're talking about?
This is my jam right here.
Yes. We're talking about living single because some people are living that single life. I'm living that single life.
Yeah, me too.
I'm cool with that.
And that's
sometimes.
Nice. Sometimes. Except in the wintertime, right?
No.
Oh, you
sometimes in the wintertime. Because, you know, especially in the wintertime, people want to just hang with you, just to hang with you. You know, the hey, what's up, stranger? I don't need that in my life. But yes, tonight we're talking about living single. Some people like it, some people hate it. How do you feel about it? Give us a call. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. We're going to go to break in a few minutes to play some music. But before that, make certain that you check out the website.
Please do.
Yes, thisdateisover.com. You know, that's how we started the show anyway. You know, we launched a website and we figured might as well, you know, just have a dating and relationship show. Even though I did it kicking and screaming. But yeah, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. We just posted our latest blog post. It's called The Coworker. You know, we talked about dating coworkers a couple weeks ago. You know, this is probably a good example as to why you should not date a coworker. So it was an interesting story. Check it out. Let me know what you think and post your comments on our website. Make sure you share it too. You know, don't just keep that good, funny information to yourself. Make sure you share the website. We greatly appreciate your support. And also, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at dateisover.
Dateisover.
Yeah. But we're going to play some music and then we're going to dive right into Living Single.
Let's do it.
Because some people just don't like living single. I mean, it has its pros and its cons, you know. And so does being in a relationship. But we'll talk more about that after the break. So keep it right here on The Flow.
About that time for SWV to drop a gem on mine. Players talk the talk, but they can't walk it. We make the whole country bounce when we New York it. Don't speak about it, be about it. Seeing Puff on your tube, feeling weak about it. I got the skill of an actor, wind chill factor, minus 5'5", coolest man alive. Baby, who that is? Oh, that's just Puff Daddy. Keep you on my mind like I keep me on my shine. And I feel fine, sex real time. While I'm in your deck on rewind. Who I make it hot till you're gelling what PD got. Since PD rock, see me not. So many bricks I build a tenement. We'll do the freaky thing, baby girl, if you're into it.
I'm looking for a lover that can make a sacrifice. A lover that will understand, will always be by my side. I pray to Lord so I can find my Mr. Right. So who can it be?
Yeah. took a long time, but now I'm here. And I ain't going nowhere, no more fear. Room full of people, but I only see you. Yeah. I'm so focused, everything else is in my rear view. And tell me what it's going to take for you to see. I only wanna be with you. Say girl, you know that you're the only one that I want. One that I want, one that I want. You know that you're the only one that I need. One that I need, one that I need. You know you're the only one that I want. Hey, one that I want, hey, one that I want. You know that you're the only one that I need. One that I need, one that I need. Oh, oh. I know you've heard me say the same things before, but this time's different, I'm sure that I want more. So just give me one more chance, I won't let you down. Just watch what I show you, watch what I show you now. I know that forever is a long time, but there is no other choice in my mind. That I only wanna be with you, say girl. You know that you're the only one that I want. One that I want, one that I want. You know that you're the only one that I need. One that I need, one that I need. You know that you're the only one that I want. One that I want, one that I want. You know that you're the only one that I need. One that I need, one that I need. Oh.
Way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057. Or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
Guys, I got to tell you about Network Contracting Services. Introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs. From handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Please call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that's 202-722-7470, and that's for Network Contracting Services.
Well, thank you, DH.
And you're quite welcome.
Yes, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the Flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH.
What's really good?
You just heard music from Georgia Ann Muldrow. The song was Love Light. Right before that was PJ Morton with Stevie Wonder.
Man,
only one. And started the night off with some music from SWV. Someone. Because a lot of y'all looking for someone. Someone to satisfy you.
Someone.
Someone who's faithful and true. Oh, baby, can it be you?
Mm.
Well, tonight we're talking about living single.
Living single.
Because some people have a problem with living single.
They do.
Some people don't. Keep in mind the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. That's 202-800-8100. So, DH, why do some people treat being single as a curse? You know, because I hear people like, oh, you're too pretty to be single. Oh, my God, you're single? Oh, like, yes. Like, I'm not dead. I don't have a disease. Like, exactly. I'm cool. I'll probably have more sex than you do. But as you were saying, so why do you think people treat being single as a curse?
Well, because sometimes being, you know, by yourself can mm-hmm. be seen as, you know, not progressing in what you may really want or people may believe mm-hmm. what you think, what you want. You know what I mean? A lot of times I feel with being single is just about timing. You know,
it is. And one of the things about timing is with other people, I'm not on your timetable. Yeah. I'm on my timetable. Exactly. So if this is where I need to be right now, this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
You don't know what my situation is.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of times people make comments without knowing the details of the situation and the extent of what you've gone through.
Right. I could have gotten out of an abusive relationship. I could, you know, have 8 boyfriends. Like, you don't know, you know, what's going on in my life. So why I don't get the concern like, oh my God, this is the terrible thing. Like, I think I'm doing pretty well.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to bed, you know, crying my eyes out.
I mean, people just
I'm
don't.
I'm not sad. Like, oh, man, I sure wish.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know that. And of course, I know I have my moments. Like, dang. Especially like a couple weeks ago when I saw a spider, I'm like, damn it. I wish I had a boyfriend that killed
kill your spider.
Yes. Or that's the other day, I was like, damn it. I tried to take out my own trash, which I hate doing. And I got all the way to the trash room, and it was a big-ass hopping spider. It's like a hybrid spider cricket.
Oh, that Jane
has I went
some hops.
Right back upstairs with the trash in hand and did not take it out.
You mean you just leave the trash out there?
No. No, it's not outside. It's inside.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's in my building in the basement, which is stupid. So what I did was I put the trash bag in my car, and I took it to a dumpster.
A dumpster.
Yeah, because I didn't want to. So it's times like that when I want to. You know, like, damn, I sure wish I had a boyfriend to do X, Y, and Z. Is that terrible that I want a boyfriend to do, like, stuff that I don't want to do?
You complain about that little spider.
Right.
That's what he would have said.
I almost lost my life trying to kill that spider.
See, that spider ain't doing nothing to you.
Look.
Just minding his business.
It invaded my privacy. I have, you know, I have my little makeshift canopy bed. You know, I have all the, you know, the curtains near my bed.
Yeah.
And I have this really nice, lavish headboard. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to spray the bug spray on my stuff.
Right.
Because I knew if I sprayed it, then the spider would have landed on my headboard. It just, all that played out in my mind.
It's been too much for you.
It was too stressful. I was sweating. I couldn't deal with it. So, I don't know. So, people see it as a curse. Why, again?
People see it as a curse because, you know, they just don't understand the timing. you know. And I think people personally see it as a curse because everybody wants to feel like they know what's going on in your in mm-hmm. your world and in your situation, and they feel like, well, DH, you're a good guy, you know everybody likes you, this and the third, why don't you have a girl? You know what I mean? I'm like, just because I haven't told you I don't have a girl, you know, that don't mean I don't have one.
Like, you don't know who's knocking on my door at night.
Hey,
you don't know who I'm going on dates
with. You don't
know
who's coming by my office.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you don't know why my back hurts. I didn't fall. I slipped and fell onto something, but I didn't really fall. It was that banana peel onto. Anyway. So what are some of the pros of being single?
Well, I mean, me personally, some of the pros of being single is just me being able to just do what I want when I want to,
mm-hmm.
not having to ask any questions, not having to, you know, make any other arrangements. If I decide I want to just up and go out of town, I can do that. I don't have to run that by nobody. You know what I mean? I can just come and go as I please. And then I feel like also the useless conversations. You know, I posted this earlier this mm-hmm. week in the chat. On Facebook, this date is over, and basically stated, you know, that infamous conversation about, you know, what do you want to eat? You know, I know I've had that conversation many times with my former female.
That's
companion.
A hard question, man.
It's not.
It is. It's not. But as you were saying,
if I say, you know, let's go out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
you say, okay. So I say, look, you pick where you want. We can go wherever you want. I don't know what I want. Let's go where you want to go. I'd be like, okay, so let's go to place A. No, I don't like place A. Okay, let's go to place B. No, I don't like place B.
Well,
okay,
that means you don't have good taste, apparently. He's probably asked her. Place A was probably Fridays, and place B was probably Applebee's.
Nah, man, nah. You know I got taste. DH got taste.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to go back and say, where do you want to go? I don't know where I want to go. I don't know what I have a taste for. Well, you need to figure out something. Because we need to eat. It's just those useless conversations.
It's the indecisiveness.
Oh my God. And then like,
and having to be responsible for somebody else's feelings.
I don't mind making decisions. As a man, I don't mind making decisions. But if every decision I make, you know, as a smart man, I'm still gonna run it by you. You know? And if you rejecting it, what's the point? You know what I mean? So I think it's those useless conversations, the indecisiveness, you know, stuff like that.
But it happens regardless, single or in a relationship. Because even if you're courting somebody or you're going out with somebody, you might run into that issue.
I know, but if I'm not committed to you already, I don't have to stay committed.
That's true. That's a pro of being single, that you have options, and
I can make a determination.
You can disappear.
Exactly.
Yes.
My number could change. You know, I might
disappearing acts.
Hey.
Let me tell you how I love the block feature on my iPhone. One of my favorite features.
It's a good feature to have.
And I like now that if somebody texts you from a number that's not saved on your phone, it'll ask you if you want to report it to junk. Thank you,
yes,
Apple.
Let me send that there.
I appreciate that. So what are some other pros of being single? So you say you can come and go as you please, you know.
Come and go as I please. Being able to have options, like you said, mm-hmm. you know, not held down to one situation, you know, not having to run things by anyone. And just being able to come and go as I please. I think me personally, the type of guy that I am, you know, just being in this field of entertainment and enjoying myself, you know, that's really good to have. Just being able to just up and do what I want.
I want to read something from the Facebook group.
Read it.
I'm about to die.
Read it.
We do have a Facebook group, a very lively group. So shout outs to everybody in our Facebook group.
Yeah, definitely.
This date
shout
is
out,
over
man.
Group.
Big
you know, we
out.
Posted, you know, the benefits of being single versus the benefits of being in a relationship. And I love Paul. That's my boy. Went to Frostburg together.
Are you about to read the one I think you're about to read?
I'm about to read his benefits of being single. He said, doing whoever yes. I want when I want, stress-free, being able to get head from whoever I want,
yes.
no accountability, group sex, and farting.
Hey, Paulie, my man.
I love you, Paul.
You can fart in peace, bro. You can just do it.
Look,
boat, man.
I'm gonna still do it, but I'm gonna act like I didn't do it.
Man,
I'm gonna try to like. I'm gonna say I gotta go outside. I gotta change my tire real quick. I will be right back. Or I'm gonna go
start the cutlass.
That is that's challenging when you are single. It's like if you just now getting to know somebody. Because I've been in a situation where my stomach didn't quite agree with me, and I went to that bathroom.
Yo.
And I was in there for a while, and his toilet wouldn't flush.
It was a Dumb and Dumber move when your man was trying to flush and
yeah.
it went, oh boy, how do you explain that?
I tried to stall him and say, yeah, I'll be out in just a minute. I got it's my allergies
and the stink is just overwhelming.
Because it flushed the first time.
And after that,
the courtesy was good. But the follow-up was not so good.
See, you on a date or you're with somebody, you got to get in and get out. You don't have time for multiple flushes.
Your stomach, I was trying to do the courtesy flush so it wouldn't smell as bad, which helped. But, yeah.
Yo, that's crazy. You know what?
I had to have a come-to-Jesus moment and let him know. I had to confess my sins to the guy.
He probably was like, I ain't care, girl.
He didn't. I was so embarrassed.
You need me to clean it up for you, girl?
I was so embarrassed.
Hey, but you know what?
His toilet was jacked up. And he didn't tell me.
He probably didn't know you was about to go blow it up. I feel like if he knew you was going to shut the building down, he might have told you, like, yo, be careful. That's why we can't have no Mexican or no tacos or nothing, because we can't have you tearing the bathroom up. Real talk.
We didn't have that, though.
What did you have?
We had seafood.
That counts, too.
Oh.
Hey, man.
I had salmon. Salmon doesn't normally have that effect on my...
No, miss crab legs for me.
Crab legs?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Look gaseous.
Note to self, you will not be invited to the crab feast.
I'm good while we there. But on the way back, just don't ride with your boy. Real talk.
Yeah, so pros, options, farting, care from whoever, sex with whoever. Now, you better be careful with that, Paul. You know, you better strap that thing up, because I don't want your penis falling off when you go to the bathroom. Get stuck in the toilet, because hey,
chill,
that kind of crap happens.
Chill.
Even though it's a lot of people in relationships who act like they're single, too.
That is true.
I see a lot of guys. You have no idea how many married dudes come on to me, and that is so annoying. Just give me your money. I don't want to have sex with you.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm not a gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll just use your wallet. I mean, clearly you have enough to go around that you
want to
date outside of your marriage, so I don't know. But my buddy Sean said that, you know, being single, you don't have to worry about someone else's feelings.
Yeah.
But actually, sometimes you do, though.
But I don't.
If you are actively dating, you have to be somewhat concerned with other people's feelings.
Somewhat. But when you're in.
But not as concerned.
Yeah, I think that's what it
it's
is.
It's definitely odd when you are having arguments with people that you're not even in a full blown relationship
with. I don't do
with, those. Or you have to have, you know, like breakup conversations. Like, damn, but we're not even together.
Exactly.
And we're breaking up.
Yeah, I don't do those. Like, I'm. Like, really, you can kind of, being single and just maybe dating, you can kind of have your stuff out on the table and kind of, you know, kind of, you don't have to be discreet about how you really feel. You can just.
Yes, you do.
Not if I don't rock with you like that.
So how do you let somebody down? You've been seeing them for a while. You're like, you know what? She just is not the one. We can kick it, but I know that I'm not going to be with her long term.
Have we done it?
No.
Oh, that's easy.
What are you going to say?
You
gonna just ignore her, or
no, I'm not gonna ignore her.
What are you gonna say? Well, it's not me at you. I don't like you, or we can hang out, but I'm not feeling it. What are you gonna say to her?
I'd be like, look, I just want, like, we can just hang out. Like, just hang, like, I don't.
She says, but I want us to be exclusive.
That's not gonna happen, because I don't want to be exclusive with you. Then that's when the conversation gets tough. Because if you back me in a corner where I have to give you an answer, then that's what's going to happen. So, ladies, don't back me in the corner, because I will break it down to you and just let you know that it is what it is.
Okay.
Real talk.
Another pro for being single, you don't have to share.
Yeah, you can be selfish.
Girls' trips, guys' trips, group trips.
That is true.
But, I mean, some couples can do the girls and guys' trips, but I think married folk have a bit more difficult time with stuff like that. Sometimes. I'm in marriage groups on Facebook, so I see how they're like, well, my wife can't hang out with single friends, and she can't do a girl's trip, or my husband, he can't do a guy's trip, which is odd. I get it, but I don't get it, because you want to have an amount of freedom, and that's what I love about being single, having my freedom.
Yeah, that means that you really, if that comes up, that means I don't trust people in your circle. If we're together, you know what I mean? And if I don't trust people in your circle, I have no problems mentioning that. And that's just me being 100, you know what I mean? But I don't have problems, you know, with that. I really think another thing with that, you know, just going along the lines of being able to be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, like being able to have friends with the opposite sex, you know what I mean? When you're single, I can have female friends and hang out with and vice versa, you know, for the women.
You can still have that, but I hear what you're saying. We got to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. Why are you making that face when I'm talking? 202-800-8100. Got to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Thursday, sunny afternoon, cumulus clouds, 84 degrees. He was brown and deep, said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past lives. Word? Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell top Adidas. He was fresh. Fresh. Like summer peaches. Sweet on my mind, like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm. No jackets, no umbrellas. Just warm. At night, we would watch the stars and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red and hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonya, heaven and Miles Davis between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious.
Love rain down
on me.
Love rain down
on me.
Love rain down.
Love rain down on me.
Love rain down.
Thank you. falling, slowly and sweetly, and stinging my eyes, and I could not see that he became my voodoo priest, and I, his faithful concubine. Why open? Like balls after collard greens. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin, and landed in his lap, and us became new. Now me non-clairvoyant and in love made the coochie easy and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling. The rain was falling. The rain was falling. And I could not see that I was to be, that I was to be plowed and sown and fertilized and left to drown. In his afternoon, cumulus cloud, 84 degree melody.
Love rain down.
Love rain down on
love
me.
Rain down.
Love rain down on
love
me.
Rain down.
Love rain down
love
on me.
Welcome back to This Date Is Over Radio. It's your boy DH and I got Miss Marie with me.
What up?
We are talking about living single.
Yes, we are living single. Are you living single?
Yes, I am.
I'm living single.
Yes, very much so.
Yes. Well, you just heard music from Jill Scott. It was a live Jilly version of Philly. Love Rain.
Hey,
that song is long as hell. It's like 12 minutes. I was not playing 12 minutes of that song tonight. Not
you,
at all.
If Jill Scott come around, I won't be living single. I'll be.
What makes you think Jill wants you?
Jill want me.
Oh, okay.
Jill already know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
She hit me up on Twitter and everything.
I heard. Mm-hmm. Sure she did. Just like Andre 3000 wants me.
You're the prototype.
Exactly.
You like how I did that there?
I know. I know I did like that. But we're talking about living single tonight. And yes. We talked about some of the pros. What are some of the cons of being single?
Some of those lonely nights, man. Some of those lonely nights where
the lotion got to take over.
Hey. It'd be a Jergens type of evening.
Yes.
Not
yes,
me.
It'll be me, Jergens, and Pornhub.
Hey.
Well, not me. I'm just saying a guy. I'm not into porn. Disclaimer.
Not at all.
No.
We don't do those things around
no.
here.
No. I'm a virgin. I don't do porn.
Wink, wink.
No, I'm really not into porn. It doesn't do.
You ain't got a lot of cream.
Anything for me. I actually went to the Museum of Sex in
really?
New York a few years ago.
How
grossed me out.
Hey, man. To each his own.
I know. I just was not feeling that museum at all. It just, I don't know. It didn't do it for me. But yeah, cons of being single, you know, people that harass you and badge you about being single. I remember I had to go on one of this chick that I used to work with. I ran into her, I think it was last year, at a kid's birthday party, one of my nieces. And she starts grabbing on my ring finger and rubbing on my stomach. She's like, well, you need to hurry up and get you a man and get you a baby because, you know, you ain't getting no younger. I was about to call her a bitch. I said, you lucky we at a kid's party right now. You were so lucky that we're at a kid's party right now.
Was she about to go ham right there?
Oh, I was about to lose it.
Nah, you can't lose
it. I was about to lose it.
Not at a kid's party.
And I sent her a message. I said, hey, you know, you do your single friends a disservice by constantly badgering us about our relationship status. I said, just because I'm single doesn't mean that I'm unhappy, and a relationship doesn't make you happy either. Right. Like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm sad. I said, but it's kind of rude. I said, I don't ask you about the inner workings and ins and outs of your marriage and your relationship. I don't ask about your sex life and your personal things. So why are you so concerned about what I'm doing?
Right.
So check yourself. Like, if you want to just, you know, ask me, sure. But for you to be rubbing on my stomach and grabbing on my ring finger, though, like, that's cute.
You pregnant, baby?
I was like, oh, no, she about to get it.
Nah.
I said, so make certain that you are a little bit more mindful, a little more tactful how you approach people.
Stop harassing the single folks. Because,
I mean, I don't care. Like, when's the last time you had sex with your husband? Like, that's not my business. Unless you want to make it my business.
2 months ago, girl.
Right. Like, come on now. I said, be thankful for what you have.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
And if you don't have somebody to hook me up with, then shut up.
Yeah, if you're not bringing somebody to the table, you know, like somebody that'll work out for you, then leave your comments to yourself.
So, yeah, that's definitely a con, because people always want to question you like you're crazy or something.
Yeah. You know, I think another con that I was recently thinking about, now that, you know, we kind of out there a little bit, going to different events and things, not being able to have a go-to person that you can take places, man. Like, when somebody's having, because, like, everybody and their mom is getting married this summer. And I got like 5 weddings to go to and no dates, you know, so.
And then you don't want to bring some random person because then they're going to keep asking you like, that's the one. No, she's just a seat filler.
You can't bring randoms to family functions. You can't bring randoms to weddings. You can't bring randoms to different things like that because you just give off 2 bad impressions. One to your family and your friends, and then you give a bad impression to her to, you know, making her think that she's the one. Cause yeah, I know, you know, you bring a chick to a wedding, she think y'all go together. Like,
oh,
on break.
God, yes.
We're going to a wedding. Practice. Nah, not up in here.
No.
Man, fitting that happen over here.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Not having that go-to person. The other con is, you know, especially if you are an avid dater, if you're dating multiple people, trying to keep up.
Serial dater.
Yes, if you're trying to keep up with all the different people that you talk to, because I know I've been in a situation, you know, if I don't talk to you on a regular basis, I'm not going to remember anything about you.
Yeah.
It just, I don't have the mental capacity to hold on to your information because I don't talk to you enough to even care. So if I see you again, you're like, yeah, remember when we said so-and-so? I was like, for real? I said that? When did we talk about that? Hey, remember we went out? We went out? I've had, you know, people call me and I did not know who I was talking to. That's the hard part, not remembering people.
Being able to, you have to be able to be, you know, be a circus ringmaster to kind of juggle some of the situations, you know, that you may have. That's why you know, you got to keep it limited, you know, but I definitely feel where you're coming from, you know, being able, that's why kind of I give everybody the same story from, you know, from multiple dating, you know, everybody pretty much get the same thing. You know, but that is difficult, being able to juggle, you know, different
juggling
situations.
Juggling is challenging, and, you know, keeping up with people. And then, you know, sometimes you just don't feel like being bothered. I don't have to talk to you.
Exactly.
So.
But you know what? That's
a con, though. I don't have to talk to you. I mean, a pro, excuse me. It's a, I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah, you don't have to communicate.
Right.
You don't. I think a con to the single life sometimes is just. A lot of my friends who are in relationships or, you know, married, you know, a lot of times they do a lot of events together. Mm-hmm. And like that goes with not being able to bring someone. But then, like you said, I guess that's one big thing, having to hear all that. Like, you know, they want me to come, you know, but I got to bring somebody.
Right. Yeah, that's also a challenge, too, when, you know, your friends are in relationships and they want you to come with the couples outing. I'm like, you know what? I don't know that I want to do that. And I actually did that recently because I was filling in for a friend of mine. His wife couldn't make it.
Wow.
So I was like, look, don't get no ideas. I mean, his wife is real cool. I said, but don't be, you know, getting me punched in the face. You know, it was like a big group movie,
like,
outing, you know, and we went to the IPIC. So everybody's sitting with somebody. I'm like, oh, great. I wasn't planning on going, but they were like, well, we got an extra ticket. Could you please come? I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll make it, whatever. And I just dropped my notebook right on my foot.
Yep. Yay, that.
That hurt. But anyway, I want to tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care and atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. So, D.H., it's about that time for This Week in Black History. Hey, are we good?
We're good.
So, yes. As we do here on This Date Is Over Radio, we have This Week in Black History because we got to keep you guys informed.
Got to.
So, D.H., tell us what's going on this week in Black History.
Well, thank you. This Week in Black History, back in 1854, Lincoln University is the first black college that is founded.
Okay.
Shout out to Lincoln. I know a couple people that went there. Also, this week in Black History, Miss Madam C.J. Walker, who I spoke of last week, who was the big time person back in the day. She actually died this week back in 1919, back then. So, and also really quick, this week in Black History, want to give a big shout out to everybody that served in the armed services. Definitely being Memorial Day, Memorial Day week rather. All our African American people who served in. All our branches of the military. Definitely big shouts out to all the sacrifices and things that you made to let us keep living free. So also big shout out to that. This week in Black History, Miss Vivian Malone became the first African American to graduate from the University of Alabama back in 1965.
Okay.
That's pretty progressive at a time like that, 1965. Also back in 1870 this week, Congress passed the First Enforcement Act, providing stiff penalties for those who deprive others of their civil rights, which is something that is very important to me, civil rights. And this week in My Beautiful Black Woman, I'm going to give it to Miss Michelle Obama. And I'll tell you why. This week, the Forbes top 10 most powerful women in the world, that list came out, and Miss Michelle Obama has appeared on that list as the First Lady of the United States, as one of the most powerful, most influential women in the world.
Yes.
In the world.
Michelle Obama.
All 5'11".
Yes. Michelle and her mother's Obama. Tall, too.
Really?
Yes. I met her mother. Her mother, I think, is like 5'9".
That's pretty tall.
Yeah. And also, this week in Black History,
yes,
my boyfriend. In my mind, not in real life, but in my mind, we go together. Andre 3000.
Three stacks.
Celebrating his birthday today.
Today?
Yes. We're doing something later.
Y'all are?
Not in real life, but...
In your mind?
In my mind, we're doing something.
Hey, just invite me through.
That's my man. So, tonight, we're talking about living single. So, give us a call. The number is 202-800-8100. That's 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram, at DateIsOver. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So living single, what were we talking about beforehand? Just, we were talking about some of the cons about being single.
Yeah.
But what are some of the, the pros about being in a relationship?
Well, I think being in a relationship has a lot of pros. Being able to have, I think for me, the consistency. Because I am very active. I do a lot of different things. So being able to have that person I can lean on kind of, on that side where, that's going to be there to meet me halfway and, be there for me. That's something that's important for me, being able to have that consistency on the back end for me. What about you?
Yeah, the consistency, was definitely a great thing. And just having, that wing person who's always there. You don't have to worry about who am I going to take to this event that's not going to embarrass me, that can dress and, they have a good head on their shoulder, that I'm not going to be embarrassed, at the end of the night. Actually, sometimes your man might be the one to embarrass you, but yeah. That consistency is great. And it also gives people the hell off your back. Like, they still try to get in your business, though.
I think that's a common denominator. People are going to try being your business.
Regardless
of the situation. So, I think that's going to happen regardless.
I asked the question in one of the married groups that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the fellas, what are the benefits of being married? Because women will tell you, I have love, I have this, I have that. And men don't seem to really... put their feelings out there about how they feel, when it comes to marriage. And You know, they were very straight and to the point. You know, people said taxes.
But it
dinner.
It
was just like taxes. And I mean, I'll try to go back to what they were saying.
That's
but it
pretty
just,
clear.
Yeah, it was nothing really about love.
It wasn't like, I love you. I love
somebody
her
said
so
taxes,
much.
Preference at the job. The single cats get sent on travel at the spur of the moments, whereas I get to plan my trips.
There you go.
I don't appreciate that. You know, as a single person, people try to put things on you just because you don't, like you don't have a life. I've been in that situation. Cause, like, my mom, like, well, could you do this, and this? I'm like, well, I have a brother.
You ain't doing nothing.
I have a brother who can do that. I'm not doing that. Well, you know, he got the kids. I don't care what he has. He got a wife that can watch those kids. You better ask him to do that. No, I'm not helping you do that.
Hey, that's funny.
But they were like, oh, you know, he got the kids, and he got this, he got that, so.
Yeah.
He can live more than I can. So, yeah, they definitely try to, you know, overlook that when you're single. Like, oh, you know what? This person can go. They're available. Like, I have a life. Thank you. I planned on being at home watching Netflix.
And eating Talenti.
Right.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I'm sorry?
Is that how you pronounce it? Talenti ice cream?
I don't know. I don't eat it.
It's really good.
I like the Häagen-Dazs gelato, the caramel. But somebody else said taxes, sex, and that's about it.
Dang.
That's the benefit of being
taxes
married.
Taxes and sex.
Somebody said regular sex. Generally speaking, regular sex, that is all. Really.
Dang.
That's the benefit of being married. Regular sex.
It's on call booty.
Which is great. But it's a lot of people who are in sexless relationships and marriages, which, you know, that kind of concerns
Apparently,
me.
Apparently, that person isn't.
Right, which I'm happy to hear that, you know, he's getting that back banged out on a regular basis. So, kudos to you, sir, and your wife, because it's a lot of people who just ain't getting it in.
Banging
I don't understand how I'm in
the
bed with you, butt naked, and we are not getting it on regularly.
But that's the thing that I think is going to come with marriage over time, because, like, I mean, it's gonna be some days you ain't gonna wanna see that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes sex can be a good common denominator, but it's gonna be some times where you ain't gonna feel like it, cause you probably have situations now where you don't feel like it.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be I don't feel like it because I'm mad at you.
Yeah,
I
want
to be able to be that person that doesn't go to bed angry.
You want to be tired?
I want to be tired or have cramps. I don't want it to be like, oh man, you didn't take the trash out and I'm pissed.
Oh my god, you just killed it.
What?
Cramps. I have cramps. Oh, sleeping on the couch. Good night.
You mean you can't sleep in the bed because she had cramps?
No, that's not true.
She gonna bleed on you or something?
Chill.
You know, they're maxi pads and tampons and stuff like that.
I'm so immature. I'm not even looking at you.
You
right
probably
now.
Buy maxi pads. You would buy maxi pads for
absolutely.
Girl. Yeah.
I'm like, give me the biggest box of tampons.
Somebody else said, you know, benefit of being married versus single. He said, being married has saved me some money and bad experiences. Women have an instinct about good and bad people. When my wife tells me to watch someone or don't trust what they are telling me, it works to my advantage when I listen to her. I'm 48 years old and could financially retire today. Don't think I would have been able to be in that position if I wasn't married for the last 25 years. Well, that's great. See, that's somebody that actually sees, you know, the marriage as a benefit, that they boosted them beyond just taxes.
That means he may have needed some guidance. That's what that means.
I don't know. You know, relationships are a lot of work. It's a beautiful thing. Love is good when you got it. I just, of course, everybody has a honeymoon phase, but what happens after the honeymoon phase is what freaks me out.
Because you never can predict what's going to happen after the honeymoon.
No, you can't.
Because in the interview process and in the honeymoon stage, interview process, they're going to do everything they can
to get you. Exactly. And then when they get you, that's when they become their true selves.
Honeymoon.
And it piss you off, and then you want to get rid of them, and you can't. But we got to go to break, play some more music, keep it right here on The Flow for Soulful Music News and Talk. Keep in mind that the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Okay.
box lab. My man had to dig deep to find his. Couldn't sleep, he's on the real, he got five kids. Live niggas, real niggas express and taste it. And crap games, black dames and big faces, cases in court. Fam showing love and support. You and your baby's mom thought the love was a sport. As men, we were taught to hold it in. That's why we don't know how till we older men. If love is a place I'ma go again, at least now, now I know to go within. At times it can take your foe a spin. Heartbreak, hotel to your home again. I seen love make a nigga so pretend. Like a story that he don't want to end. Yo,
how beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. It's a place I got to be. Loving you is nothing to me. How beautiful love can be.
It's all love where we come from. In the hood love we was told to run from. That same hood where the guns sung. We all alive, hoping it become one. Crack got so many lives undone. From lack of love, many hide, some run. I knew this girl with a son who dreamt of acting in plays. Demonstration with a man had her trapped in a maze. Trying to find herself again, much of that she gave. Love can free us, doing some react as a slave. Funny, we love her more when they relaxed in a grave. Wonder if a thug is raw, is he acting afraid? Everybody loves someone, I attract shade. Heard of the love of money, but compassion it pays. Talk about it with my youth, so she understand what it is to be loved by a man.
How beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Yeah, it's a place I got to be. Loving you is loving me. Okay, how beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Gotta reach that frequency. Loving you is loving me.
Some say that I'm a dreamer cause I talk about it often. Seen the hardest nigga soften with his homie in the coffin. He walking, standing, fall in it. With the right companion, we all in it. Mary sang a song about it. Having broad limits in the game of life, it's the scrimmage. Reminiscing on letters I wrote in my small days. A letter to the people love always. Yeah.
How beautiful love can be. Woo. On the streets, love is hard to see. It's a place I got to be. Loving you is loving me. How beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Gotta reach that frequency. Loving you is loving me.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
The Flow, playing the best of hip-hop, R&B, and jazz.
In Washington, D.C.
The Flow, playing the best of hip-hop, R&B, and jazz.
In Washington, D.C.
Can't take it with you when you're gone. But I want enough to get there on. Keep on rolling with the flow. I ain't never growing old if I keep on rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling with the flow.
But the whoa, these are.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and DH.
What's really good, world?
Just heard music from my boyfriend, Common. Love Is.
How do you think Andre 3000 feel about Common being your boyfriend?
He'll be alright. I mean, I'm still single. For
that's
real.
True.
I'm living the single life.
One of the
so, yeah. That's what we're talking about tonight. Love. It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing. But it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what the heck am I going to rant and rave about?
Living single,
I guess. I mean, I guess I'll keep it short and sweet. You know, being single has its pros and cons, and so does being in a relationship. You know, I think they both have their pros and cons, and it is what it is. You know, happiness is a choice. So some people are, you know, miserable in relationships, and some people are miserably single.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
You choose to be in your situation. So if you don't take the initiative to make things better or to try to be a better you, then I don't know how you're going to find your happy. So you know, make certain that you're doing what you have to do. You know, if you're unhappily single, then make certain that you're putting yourself in a situation where you can meet people, that you have a good attitude, and that you're putting in that effort to change your situation. You know, everybody's not going to just come running to you and wanting to be with you and think you're so wonderful. And Mr. Right or Mrs. Right is not going to find you if you're always in your house. So you got to get out, you know. Take advantage of things that you like to do. Take advantage of Groupon, Living Social, and all those coupon sites, you know, to find you somebody that you may like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, people in relationships, you know, make sure that you're doing what you have to do in your relationship to be happy and to please your spouse and to please yourself without stepping outside of your relationship. You know, try to make sure that you guys are still dating and trying to rejuvenate your, you know, relationship, that you are speaking life into your relationship, but that you are not acting like you are still single. You know, you have to realize that it's two of you guys, not one. So make sure you do what you have to do in that relationship. And you know, as I said before, you know, being in a relationship does not equal happy, nor does being single equal sad. So a lot of people are misguided and they judge too quickly. You know, just because somebody's in a relationship doesn't mean that it's a great relationship. Yeah, you can admire it from afar, and I think, you know, it's great that you know, as a single person might want to be with somebody, but don't take it so far that you lose yourself, that you're so, you know, worshiping this other person's relationship that you forget that, you know, you don't know what they're dealing with behind the scenes. And you need to take a self-evaluation and say, okay, am I really ready for a relationship? Am I worth being in a relationship with? You know, am I going to be tolerated or celebrated? Because that's a huge difference,
that's,
you know.
A good one.
And am I completely over my last relationship? You know, am I emotionally capable of being in a relationship right now? Can I, you know, be responsible, you know, in this relationship? You know, can I, you know, be accountable? A lot of people just want to be in a relationship just so they can have somebody, but they're not even, you know, a reflection of the person that they want to have in their life. So if you can't even match up or measure up to that person, then what is your purpose? Just so that you can bring somebody to the holiday function, so you can bring somebody to the cookout when you're not, you don't have your ish together? So, you know, think about that.
You know, that's a good point that you make. You know, I think people just, you know, as a whole, just really want themselves to, you know, some people, it's hard to ask themselves that question. Am I really ready to be in a relationship? Can I handle being in a relationship? You know what I mean? Because at all times, when something's coming your way, you may think you're ready, you know, period.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times, that just ain't the case. You know what I mean? That just ain't the case. So I think you hit it on right there.
Why, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you very much. But I don't know. Being and for the people in relationships, you know, I see a lot of people who seem to have developed a superiority complex. Oh, I'm in a relationship now. I'm so much better than you because you're single. I'm not. I know how to get a man. I know how to get a woman. I know how to keep a woman happy. You don't know what you're doing because you're single. You know, don't be that person. Don't be the jackass because you're not that special. And a lot of times when I see people post stuff like that, I'm like, damn, I just saw your man out with somebody else, or I just saw your girl out with somebody else, but I'm not going to say nothing to you to steal your shine. But, you know, go have some humility, you know. Don't try to, you know, make it seem like you're much better than somebody else. I think it's great if you're happy in a relationship and whatnot, but don't try to use your relationship to make somebody else feel low.
about their situation of being single, because like I said, being single ain't all that bad. And being in a relationship ain't all that great, depending on the situation. And everybody's not meant to be in a relationship. Some people, they don't want to be in a relationship. They don't want to be married. And that's okay.
That is okay.
That is okay. If somebody wants to be single, that's okay. I know we're not supposed to be put on this, you know, meant to be alone. But being single doesn't mean that you are lonely.
Right.
Now, you have family. You have friends. So, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are alone.
And some people just looking for different things.
Or lonely, I should say.
Yeah, some people just looking for different things, man. Like, everybody may not want what you want. You know what I mean? So, some people get in relationships for sex. Some people get in relationships for tax purposes. You know, some people get in relationships for, you know, selfish reasons. You know, being able to have some on-call booty. You know what I mean? Like, people do their own thing for their own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because I'm not in a relationship doesn't mean I don't have that. You know what I mean? So, I think a lot of times we kind of idolize. That's the word, yeah. We kind of create. Let's go create. We kind of create what we think, you know, is a perfect situation.
Right.
And a lot of times not.
And what is your happy doesn't equal my happy, because
yeah.
Your happy might be being with somebody for 30, 40, 50 years with the same person.
Right. Some people, that is good for them. Some people, that is good for them.
I don't know. I don't know. It is what it is.
It
so,
is.
But your happy is not my happy. So
yeah.
I'll stick to doing me, and you stick to doing you, and stop harassing me. Unless you got some new penis for me, okay, maybe not the penis, but a whole person, somebody that can make me laugh, that I have, you know, we have good conversations and we have chemistry. That's not easy to find, because if it was, everybody would be in a relationship, would they not? No, you got to kiss a whole bunch of tadpoles
frogs.
And frogs, whatever, before you get to that prince
yeah.
or princess. I mean, that rule still applies.
It
you know,
does.
Everybody's not, I mean, you're going to go through a lot of bad seeds, which is unfortunate. And even, I shouldn't even say that they're bad. You know, just because they are a good person doesn't mean that they're good for you. And I know, you know, dating can be frustrating, but don't turn into, you know, that bitter person either, please.
A lot of those people walking around, man.
Please don't turn. Well, I hate dating. If that's your attitude, then don't date at all. Don't give me the where there aren't any good men or women out there. There are.
It's just you just have poor choice. You just have poor decision making.
Right, poor choices. But also, one of the things that my girlfriend says, she said, you know, with all the good men and good women in the world, how come they're not meeting? And I think that they are meeting. It's just that they don't find that chemistry, or they don't have that connection.
Yo, that's a good question. Out of all the good people.
Because I can't say that everybody I've met is bad. I've met a lot of great people.
Yeah.
A lot of great people. So.
They just may not have been great for you.
Yeah. And it happens. It's a natural thing. Like I said, if I don't talk to you very often, I'm not going to have that chemistry with you. I'm not going to feel a deep connection for me to want to, you know, carry things further.
Right.
And I think my attention span is a lot shorter, which is unfortunate, because if you do something that's going to piss me off, I'm just like, all right, then bye. Like,
but
if you blow me off, you stand me up, or you say something sideways to me in the early stages, I'm like, all right, well, on to the next. I have options.
But it's like, and I think that comes, you know, with age. The older you get, you kind of realize what you will and won't deal with. So when somebody does something to set you off right there, you kind of gonna, you know, well, I know this is not who I want, because, you know, they already shown their colors of how this might go. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna waste my time and just move on. And that's okay. You can do that. That's one of the benefits of being single. You don't have to stay. You know, you can leave. And that's one thing I like about being single, man. If it's a situation that's not conducive to DH,
mm-hmm.
you know, then DH can roll.
But that's one of the challenges, too, though, of being single, because you don't want to have that, you know, get up and go attitude, because, you know, once you get in a relationship and stuff doesn't go your way, or you have a tiff, I don't want to be the person like, you know what, man, F this, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because, yeah, I could do that as a single person, but at some point in time, I have to be like, you know what, let me take a step back. And humble myself to see, you know what, can I give this person a chance? Because, you know, right now, you know, my patience, like I said, it can be thin, but sometimes I have to kind of rewind the tape. But I had to do that with somebody in the past. You know, I know they had gotten into a situation. They were somewhat dishonest with me
mm-hmm.
about, you know, a situation. And he didn't want to be dishonest with me, but I was pissed off about it once I found out what the truth was. He finally told me what it was. I'm like, well, if you had told me this previously, we wouldn't have to be going through all of this.
Right.
But, you know, once he told me the situation and I kind of got out of my feelings, I was able to kind of humble myself and say, you know what, let me take a step back. I know he was embarrassed, you know, because as a man, you don't want this kind of thing to happen to you. You know, because he wanted to, you know, I'm trying to, like, not talk about his situation.
Right.
Without talking, you know, trying to, like, you know, skate over certain things that I don't want to talk about, you know, go too deeply. But something happened personally.
Right.
You know, kind of financially.
Okay.
That he wouldn't, didn't want to disclose.
Okay.
So once I found out, you know, what it was, once you finally told me the truth, you know, I was pissed off about it because, you know, we kind of delayed certain things. And he, I'm like, you could have just told me this.
But you understood where we're coming from.
So it took me a while for me to understand where he was coming from, but I had to take a step back and humble myself instead of, like, completely just washing him off and just, like, you know, blowing him off and saying, you know, well, F him.
Right.
I had to take a step back and say, you know what? He's going through a situation. He was embarrassed. If I was in a situation, I would feel embarrassed too. And I know, especially as a man, when your finances get a little funny, you know, you don't want to come out and say that.
Right.
So I had to take a step back and really reevaluate myself and say, you know what? Give this guy a chance. Don't browbeat the guy. You know, he's been trying. So, yeah.
It's funny you said that. I had a situation, a financial situation. I was dealing with the young lady. This was about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Dealing with the young lady, and we were supposed to go out. She has children, and that's not a problem. This was her weekend without the kids, so she was really amped up, you know, to go out and do these things.
Mm-hmm.
A situation came up with me, a big-time situation, that I had to handle immediately. So I knew I was going to have to cancel, you know. And I didn't have no problem just telling them what it is, you know. I was just like, look, this is the reason that I have to cancel, and it's a financial situation. So when I told her, you know, I was upset because I was like, I really wanted to see her too.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, oh, don't worry about that. I was like, what you mean don't worry about it? She's like, I got it. I was like, you got what? She's like, I'll take care of everything. At a whole, you know, item that we were supposed to have. So me right there, I'm like, really? Like, you really want to take care of the situation? She said, yeah. I was like, okay. I mean, because I've always paid for other mm-hmm. situations, and it's, you know, I never asked her to pay for anything. You know what I mean? And she was like, nah, I'm going to take care of it.
And that's what I did in that situation, too. You know, like I said, I had to take a step back and really humble myself and say, you know what? If I was in a situation, he would do the same thing. And, you know, he's done other things during our courtship. So let me, you know, get out of my ego and out of my feelings and you know, help other situations. So I was like, you know what? I'll take care of it. We can still hang out.
She could call me right now and say, I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go, kids and all.
Because
mm-hmm. I know you already showed me that you'll hold me down straight up and didn't think twice about it. So, and for that, I think,
you know, as a single person, a lot of us get in our own way about stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the things that I have to work on with my short attention span. And I think a lot of people have the same situation. So try to take a step back and not be so dismissive. If the person isn't outlandishly disrespectful, yeah. Maybe something didn't go your way, or maybe they have different tastes. Try to be a little more open to their likes and dislikes, and understand that you have completely different backgrounds, or, you know, you have different taste levels. So try to, you know, be more accepting of the other person, because they may not be able to read certain things. Just like I went out with a guy who kept saying, what is a glouton? Everything on this menu say glouton free. What is a glouton? So I really had to take a step back.
And he was dead
and
serious
bite
too.
My tongue from saying this date is over.
Girl, what's a glouton?
Like, if you say glouton one more time, say glouton, and I'm going to throw this menu at your face.
Glouton.
So it's stuff like that. Everybody's situation
is different.
So you got to take a step back and be a little bit more flexible and less dismissive. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. The best way to find us is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. You can download the TuneIn app, which is a great app, and it's totally free. You can listen to us every Wednesday. And also, you know, you can go online too. Listen to us there. Make sure you check out the website. Our latest blog post is up. It's called The Coworker. Read it.
Coworker.
Post your comments. Let me know what you think. And let me know what you would have done in that situation. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
Take my hand and I'll lead the way. If you need some.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH.
What's really good?
Coming to you live from the Iron Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Here on The Flow we have soulful music, news, and talk. And we're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Just heard music from Mint Condition. The song was Someone to Love. And that was our Make Out Monday song of the day.
Yes, Make Out Monday.
Yes, Make Out Monday. Have you been making out? I'm trying to make, well... Never mind. Yeah. Tonight we're talking about really all that in my ear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're talking about living single. Living single.
Living single.
It's okay to be living single.
It is.
But I think, you know, a lot of us singles would like to have someone to love, which is great. It's a beautiful thing. Love is good when you got it.
Absolutely.
But let's not fool ourselves. You know, love is a lot of work. Relationships are a lot of work. So, some of you folks out there really willing to do their work. And before we go back into tonight's topic, I want to tell you about Network Contracting Services, introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. That's 202-722-7470 for Network Contracting Services. They do a lot. Every time I read, you know, we have this live read, I always think of the Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
When Big Red's like, oh, geez, what do you guys don't do? So every time, because they do, you know, handyman services,
handyman.
Kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, carpentry, houses, and additions.
That's pretty much everything.
Yeah. But what about that HVAC? Because my AC is still broken.
Mm.
What's up with that, Network Contracting Services?
I keep you in prayer.
Please continue to pray for me. It is getting fixed.
It is, okay.
It's an expensive ass repair.
Mm.
So I might have to start
not
stripping so I can pay it off. But
that's fine.
No, it's not fine. Because I'm not stripper body ready. But tonight we're talking about living single. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. I don't know why you guys are acting so shy.
Exactly.
People text me, tweet me, which is fine, but you can call in. It's okay. Don't be shy. We're not going to beat you up. It's just radio.
That's all it is. Can't see your face.
Can't see you. You can't see us, thank God. But you'll be all right. You'll be all right. But living single, pros and cons. You know, one of the things that we asked, you know, why do some people act like being single is a disease? Or that singles can't give sound advice. Why is there this notion that single people, women especially, are bitter? And I don't understand. Yeah, I know somebody responded saying, well, that's because most black women are bitter. No, most black women are not bitter. But when they get in their groups, they start talking about men and they start men bashing. Everybody does that. When you go to the barbershop with your boys, what do y'all talk about? Women, sports, all of that stuff, politics. We do the same thing.
Yeah.
We talk about men, maybe not sports, shopping,
mm-hmm.
TV, you know, politics.
Housewives of Atlanta.
No, I don't
stuff.
Talk about that because I don't watch reality TV.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. So, I mean, I hate this notion that, you know, single black women especially, that there's this notion that we're bitter, which is not true. I don't like how they're trying to paint us into be something that we are not.
Right.
Yes, there are some single, bitter black women. There are bitter white women. There are bitter black men. There are bitter white men, bitter Asian men. It's a lot of bitter people all across the board.
Yes, people are bitter in general.
Yes, there's a lot of people, bitter people. Bitter people.
Bitter.
Everywhere.
But, you know, I mean, I think with me, I mean, some people act like being single is a disease. you know, and they can catch it because, like you said, from afar, I see you single. You know, it may look like you're down in your luck. You know, sometimes, you know, being with someone is equated to a certain success level. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you got the good job, got the nice car, got the fine shorty. You know what I mean? Some people equate that to that. You know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, they think, oh, you haven't arrived until you've gotten somebody in your life.
Until you got somebody.
But, you know, I think it cracks me. Like, I'm not taking no advice from no single woman. I'm not taking no, like, really? Your mother has been single for how many years? Your parents ain't never been together other than when they made you.
Yeah.
You take advice from your single-ass mother and your single-ass father all the time.
You stay single.
So, yeah.
Nah, I mean, I think advice is what it is. You know, advice is...
It is what it is. You take it with a grain of salt. You know, just because somebody's single does not mean that they have not experienced love or been in a relationship.
Exactly.
I can't advise you on everything in your marriage, but there's certain things. I mean, I think I have an understanding of human nature.
Right.
I think a lot of people do. Like,
right.
I think I can understand that your reaction was kind of stupid.
Right.
You know?
It's crazy because, like you said, taking it with a grain of salt. 10 people can give me, you know, advice. And it's up to me, being the ultimate decision maker, to take what, you know, whatever those 10 people said, to formulate what I should do. Single, you know, married, whatever, indifferent, it don't really matter. It's really like life experiences that people come across that can and some can't help you. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's just really taking the advice that somebody that you trust is giving you, you know, something along the lines of what you're looking for.
Right. And my recommendation as a single person, like if you are in a relationship or if you are married, you know, to get a couple that's been together for a very long time and have them be your mentors.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that's, you know, gone through trials and tribulations so that you can have a clear understanding of how you can work out your problems.
Yeah,
so that's my recommendation. You know, get a couple and let them be your mentor.
It's always good to have, you know,
an example.
Couple. Yeah, exactly. A couple or somebody that you can, you know, look to when you have certain marital issues, or, you know, if you're, you know, you're single and you want to figure out what did they do to get to that point. It's always good to be able to get advice from people you trust and somebody that can kind of, you know, help steer you in the right direction that you're trying to go.
Right. But don't. I see this all the time from women. Like, don't try to down me. I'm not taking no advice from no single woman. No single. Like, really? Really? Well, if he had taken my advice, I would have told you that he was cheating.
And that's true.
But, you don't, I mean, you don't have to. It's your prerogative to do what you want to do. But don't make it seem like I'm just some airhead and can't help you out. So that's the question we're going to ask when we, because we're getting ready to go to break, got to go to commercial. But, you know, one of the things that's always interesting to me is, you know, how the dynamics are so different when it comes to men and women. Because when a woman gets into a relationship, you know, her girlfriends are, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. That is so wonderful. And wow, I can't believe it. It's just great. And then when it's a guy that gets to a relationship, they're like, oh man, damn, like really? Why? And you whipped. And so, I mean, what's really good? Why you want to be in a relationship? That's dumb. Like, imagine all them hoes you gonna be missing out on. Well, I don't understand why the dynamic is so different. Like, it doesn't seem like relationships from a male's perspective is as celebrated as it is from a woman's perspective. But that's something we're going to talk about when we come back after the break. Keep in mind that the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. Don't forget you can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And check out this week's blog post. And don't forget, we got a great event coming up. Late
yes.
Night Laser Tag, adults
yes.
only. I'm going to be kicking some ass. So get your tickets. You can go to thisdateisover.com and buy your tickets. Just click on the events tab. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. Or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and DH.
What's really good?
That was music from Zoe featuring Darian Brockington. That was Darian on the vocals.
Yes.
Highways of My Life. I love that song.
Zoe's the man.
Zoe is the man. If you don't know about Zoe, you need to know about Zoe. It's Z-O exclamation point. So look up his music. I think he has like 6 albums.
Yeah.
I have several of them.
Yeah.
So if you're familiar with the Foreign Exchange, you know, Darian Brockington, Eric Roberson, he's worked with Jesse Boykin,
yeah.
So Cy Smith,
Carmen Rogers.
Yes, all that Foreign Exchange crew, you know, Yazara, then you would definitely love Zoe. He's almost always on tour. I don't think I've ever seen Foreign Exchange without Zoe. He's a keyboardist, pianist, keyboardist,
yeah,
all that.
He's the man.
He is definitely the man. And he lives in the D.C. area
there.
Yeah. So yeah, check out Zoe. Once again, that was Zoe featuring Darian Brockington on the vocals with Highways of My Life. Now tonight we're talking about living single. And before I went to break, I asked a question. You know, we talk about, you know, when women get into relationships, it's celebrated by her female friends. But when men get in relationships, it's like, oh my God, you're crazy. Why are you gonna do that? You messing up the crew. You know, what about all the bitches? You know, it's almost like you're losing something, and it seems like there's a bit of shade, especially when men get married. Like, oh boy, the old ball and chain, and it's always, you know, such a negative light. So, you know, were you conditioned in that manner when you were growing up? Because you know, women are try to mold us and to teach us into, you know, being wives, and
yeah,
you got to know how to cook, you got to do this, but you know. Men and boys are socialized differently. So, was it frowned upon for you, or were you, you know, groomed to conquer many women versus being a faithful husband, boyfriend?
For me personally, because I have a Southern roots household, mm-hmm, coming up, no, it was the exact opposite. It was be the man, take care of your family, you know, and do things like that. But I do see that now that I'm of age and, you know, folks are getting married, and I think it's more so we kind of cast that light, you know, upon it, where we like, I think it's more so we asking, like, you really ready for that? You know, I think we're more asking that question than, you know, than kind of dispelling that, you know, you getting married or going to the next level. Because for me, that's really the question I ask anytime one of my boys be like, you don't think about going to the next level? I'm like, you sure you ready for that? Because like you said, the hoes and stuff, they're gonna be out there, they're gonna be coming at you. Are you really ready to lead
be
that,
a one woman man?
Exactly, and to lead that lifestyle. Because
some guys are not ready to leave that lifestyle, which is unfortunate. Like they are cool with having, you know, a main chick, but
yeah,
they're also cool with having somebody on the side and not being faithful. And that baffles my mind too. I remember I was at a Q function for business purposes, you know. Uh-huh. I was trying to get a gig at that particular time, and I had a meeting with this chapter about working with them on a project, and one of the guys that was there approached me, and we were talking and whatnot, and of course he's eyeballing me. I'm just like, okay, I'm starting to get uncomfortable. But long story short, he's saying that he wants to go out with me and blah blah blah, and you know, I did a glance at the finger, and I said, you're married? No,
right.
Thank you. He was like, oh, come on in. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's how you treat your wife. You took these vows,
yeah,
to be with this woman, and that's how you treat her. So I was like, absolutely not. I don't roll like that. I believe in karma, so I'm not getting with that. So as soon as I, you know, turned him down, he gets on his phone and starts texting this chick. And I could see that she was exchanging, like, naked photos with him and this, that, and the other. And he left to go kick it with her. He told the fellas, like, hey, you know, it's the frat. I'm about to be out. I'm about to go take care of this. So, yeah. And they were like, oh, all right, then, cool. But it's just, you know, the lack of accountability and just not even caring about your situation. But that seems to be more accepted with men. I don't like that.
But, no, I think we do hold, you know, a good homeboy does hold you accountable, especially when they know you got a good situation. Like,
I've witnessed it too many times, and I've been out with people that I grew up with, and, you know, just tonguing the chick down, and I had to ask, I pulled somebody aside, I said, yo, is he not still married? You know, because he normally wears his wedding ring, he wasn't wearing it. So I asked one of the other fellas, like, is everything all right with his marriage? I'm like, oh, they cool. I said, so you just going to just sit here and watch him just tongue this chick down like the ship is going down? He got a wife and kids at home, and that's cool? And I mean, I was just stunned. And they was like, well, that's that man. That's his business. Really? Weren't you the best man at his wedding?
Yes.
Doesn't that kind of extend to you that the protection of the woman and the wife? I mean, granted, I know it's not your wife, but you were there. You signed off, said this is a good man. This, I don't know. That just, that rubbed me the wrong way.
See, that's the thing. Because you didn't see it happen directly when you wanted it to happen, doesn't mean it didn't happen. And doesn't mean he didn't let him know about how he was acting.
True. And it, but they completely brushed it off. I'm like, why would you do that in front of me when I know your wife, though?
That's, well, he's just
why
being,
would you take that risk? You dumb. Granted, I was not going to say anything to her.
Why not?
I don't know
why
her like
you hold
that.
Him accountable?
That's not my place. That's their place. I wasn't at the wedding. Mm. They were at the wedding. I wasn't in the wedding.
But you know you're married.
Yeah.
So why don't you hold him accountable?
Because by the time I walked over to him, they jetted out of the club.
Uh-huh.
And did their own thing. But going back to the question, why do some men give other men a hard time when they get into a committed relationship or marriage? What's wrong with the consistent cooch and love? You know, fellas, enlighten me. Somebody said they're jealous on the low. Somebody else said a lot of it is secret envy, as well as the fact that they know they might not have their sidekick to roll with them as much as they are used to. And somebody else said those are boys. And these are responses from men, because I asked the men specifically why that happens. But it definitely happens quite often. And I think that, you know, it goes both ways when it comes to people who get in relationships. And as a single person, if your friend gets into a relationship, you have to realize that you're going to have to take a step back. That you are not going to be on the list, you know, the top priority any longer.
Yeah.
They're not going to be as available as they should not be. And you have to respect that. But some people are like, man, you don't even hang out with us no more. Because he got some ass at home that he's tending to.
You gotta make sure
y'all can still hang out, but it's not going to be as frequent as it used to be.
Gotta be, make sure.
Gotta make sure certain home is good first, but we gotta go to commercial break. Once again.
Oh, just gotta pay bills.
Yeah, gotta pay the bills.
And that's fine.
Is it fine?
It is.
All right with you?
That's fine, because you're fine.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. Well, I'm just going to tell you about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C., specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair. We offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today.
You can never go wrong with the spa treatment.
Yeah, I need one because it's been a while. My massage therapist has been on vacation and I am well overdue. So, Ty, if you're listening, please come back. I am so lost without you.
Robin Thicke.
Right. You have no idea because my back needs some attention, so I try to go on a regular basis.
You know, that's why I do part-time. I'm a massage therapist.
I don't want to cross that relation, you know, that the professional. Yeah, but I don't need you seeing my bare ass. Because Ty rubs my glutes, and I don't think I feel comfortable with you doing that.
You don't?
No.
Hey, man. Trying to make sure we keep everybody happy.
I'm happy with Ty. It took me a while to find the right therapist because first it was my girl Terry. Mm-hmm. And when she left, I was crushed. I saw her at the bar and it was like an ex. Like I was begging her back. Like, could you please just
baby,
come back
please.
To the spa? I think she went on to like the Ritz-Carlton, which was much... you know, way above my budget. So I was like, damn, you got it. I can't roll with you. Maybe somebody, you know, gives it to me for my birthday. I mean, my birthday was last month, so I'm still accepting gifts.
Okay.
You know, if you guys want to give me an appointment with Ty. She's either at the Ritz-Carlton or the Mandarin Hotel. It's one of those.
Those are pretty high-class locations.
Yeah. A little bit above my pay grade for the moment.
Hey, but you gotta support yourself, though.
Yeah, but if you guys come to our events and support us, then you know that pay grade will increase.
And we'll be on the radio.
Yes,
a lot,
and speaking of events, make it certain that you get your tickets for the late night laser tag. It's going to be on Saturday, June 27th. I'm kicking some ass once again because that's what I do. But don't ask anybody that actually came last year, because they might try to say something different. In my mind, my team won. It might not have said that on the scoreboard.
In your mind.
But in my mind, we actually won. But, yeah, get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. We had a great time last year. And when I tell you, it was a workout. Ladies, don't wear your cute clothes. Don't wear a sweatsuit. Wear some sweatpants and, like, a white beater or a T-shirt or something. Wear a tank top. Because it's going to get hot. You're going to have on that, you know, that vest, and then you got to carry the gun and all that other stuff with you. And you're going to be running around trying to kill people.
Yeah.
And it gets really hot in there. Like, seriously. So, I mean, tie your hair up. Don't wear makeup, because you are going to regret it. It's going to be all over yourself. Your face is not going to be cute. So, we're going to pregame. So, you can be semi-cute, because we're going to pregame first at Red Sky, which is in the same shopping center in Laurel. Mm-hmm. And then after we pregame, then we're going to go do some laser tag. So, get your tickets before they sell out from thisdateisover.com, or you can go to tagme.eventbrite.com. Either or, get your tickets. Also, make certain you go back to thisdateisover.com, post your bad date stories and relationship woes, and also check out this week's blog post called The Coworker. Now, going back to the question on Facebook, I said, why do some men give other men a hard time when they get into a committed relationship or marriage? Somebody said, we give each other crap. Okay, I don't know what he said, because his English is a little bit bad. I'm going to just go ahead and skip that one, because I don't know what he's saying. Yes. So most often when men give other men a hard time, it's either men fitting the stereotype and joking around, or it's single men who have no idea what they're talking about. It happens far less than women think. I know somebody posted in our group that, you know, men give other men a hard time is because they, I guess they lose a bit of themselves. Like, they get to this point where they have to ask for permission to do things, and they can't hang out as frequently as they used to. They can't come and go as they please. But I mean, that's a part of a relationship.
An adult, man. Like,
he said he's cool with the check-in, but having to ask for permission is not something that he agrees with.
I'm a grown-up. I don't ask to do anything. I'm a little babe. I'm finna go out with the boys.
But she said, you know what? I don't really want you to do that tonight, kid. You know, because remember, we got this, and this planned. Or, you know what? I don't really like Harold. You know, he rubs me the wrong way. Could you just not hang with him?
Harold be rubbing you?
Yeah.
Harold better not be rubbing
you. The wrong way.
Harold better not be rubbing you.
Harold rubs me the wrong way.
I'm about to go whoop Harold. Nah, man, I feel you. I mean, I guess I will have to come to
and some people do, you know, hold their men and their women, you know.
Some women take it too far.
Yeah. Some guys too. Like, no, you know, you don't want to get to a situation where you're completely alienated from your friends. But, you know, as that friend, you have to understand that you get home, in where you fit in.
Yeah, home come first.
Yeah,
man.
Home definitely comes first.
I don't expect you to make no decisions, first. Not without, you know, because you got to be able to get out the house, and if you got kids, you got to make sure the kids taken care of. So if you can't do some things, I understand that, and that's not a problem.
In relationships, you know, people are used to patterns. So if you come home every day at 5:30, and then you're not coming home till 7, and you haven't even called me, or we haven't talked about this, and I find out you were at happy hour, I'm like, yo, like, why ain't you telling me you was going to happy hour? Like,
I gotta tell you?
Yeah, checking in is important.
So I'd be like,
if I come home every day at 5:30 and you home, and then I don't come home until 8:00 and I haven't talked to you about it, you gonna have a problem with you? Like, oh, yeah, where the hell were you?
Yeah.
You can't call nobody.
But I can tell you I'm going to happy hour.
Yes.
So babe, I'm going to happy hour with the boys. See you later. See you at 8.
But what is wrong with the permission thing?
Why should I have to ask? Like, cause then I feel like a child. I'd be like, okay, everything is clean, everything is taken care of. Can I go outside now, Mom? No, I'm a grown up. I pay these bills.
Yeah, you're a grown up, but
I'm going out with the boys after work, and we gonna chill for a couple minutes. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people forget their responsibilities too. Like, you might say, "Well, I'm going out with the boys." They be like, "Well, have you forgotten that, you know, Timothy's science fair project is due tomorrow? So I really need you to be home to help
you
us
help
with this."
Like, nah, I feel you, but like, that's the thing. If I don't go out a bunch, you know, if you go out maybe, let's say twice a month. Once every other week, babe, I'm going to happy hour with the boys. Cool. And me knowing this, that I know I'm probably going to go out with the fellas, I'm going to make sure everything is straight.
But I think that a lot of times when it's a problem, you know, if somebody has a problem with you going out with your friends, it's because you're not taking care of home.
Yeah.
Because I would have an issue like, oh, you can go to happy hour with your friends, but how come we don't ever go out for drinks? How come we don't ever go out on dates?
That's
we
true.
Used to do stuff. So, you know, if your relationship comes to that, maybe you want to do some reevaluating of how you've been treating your spouse and vice versa. Like, okay, why do you always have to go out with your friends? You know, make certain that your priorities are definitely in order. Not in your mind, but in your spouse's mind. Like, okay, do an assessment. Like, hey, babe, how are things? And I'm just checking in and making certain that we're good. Because sometimes we forget to do that. Well, I mean, I washed the dishes and I did this, but have you even greeted your wife? When's the last time y'all hugged and kissed? Or when's the last time you complimented him or her?
That's an everyday thing, though.
It sounds like a great thing. That's an everyday thing, but it's not. Let's be realistic. It's not an everyday thing in people's lives. People ain't having sex every day. People ain't happy every day. People ain't communicating every day.
I understand you not having sex, but I mean, like, if y'all get waking up in the same bed, you know, how can you not say good morning? Or
you can say good morning, but you might have, you know, these issues. There's a lot of people who aren't happy in relationships. They become two ships passing in the night. Like, oh, okay, yeah, this is my man or this is my girl. Yeah, we live together, but you know what? I can't really afford to move nowhere else right now, so I'm just sucking it up because, you know, rent by myself is going to be too expensive. So that you get to be two ships passing in the night, and then
you start tolerating
each other, and you become roommates. It happens.
Roommates in a one-bedroom situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
No. You're roommates, and you definitely don't want that situation. But so if your spouse has a problem with you going out with the fellas or the ladies, you might want to reevaluate why. Like, and also, you know, just write down, like, how many times in a month do I have outings with my friends versus outings with my man and my woman without the kids? How much togetherness are we really having? How many times have we had sex this month? How many times have you been affectionate this month? You know, when he or she calls me, am I excited to hear from them or just like, okay.
But I think,
do I really want to be with this person?
I think with any situation, you just get to a point where it's just, you just going with the flow. You know, rock the flow, you going with the flow. But I
going
think,
with the flow, on the flow.
Yeah, sometimes I think it just gets like, but I don't think it's done intentionally. Like, I don't think you purposely not communicate with your spouse or whatever. I don't think you...
I think after a while it becomes purpose, because, like, you know, well, I don't even want to talk to her because I know she's going to say something. I don't want to deal with her attitude. So then you get into this habit of not communicating. Well, I'm not going to tell him this because he's going to flip out. I know how he is. So instead of addressing the attitude or you know, perhaps getting the counseling that's needed or the counsel or whatever, you just like, well, that's just him. So I'm going to just go somewhere else because I don't want to deal with his crap today. You know, I don't want to deal with her attitude.
You know what I realized?
What?
Since we're talking about living single,
mm-hmm.
I just remembered how much work it took to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, this show has really opened a door and made me remember, like, what everything that goes into a relationship. Because I totally forgot. I've been living this single life so long that I completely forgot having to check in and having to, babe, I'm going... Oh,
Those are the growing pains, and it's hard. But once you have love, and you find that person that you know have that great chemistry with, and you know, just that deeper connection, then it's all worth it in the end. You know, it's childbirth is not necessarily a pleasant thing,
right?
But
it's worth it.
At the end, all that work was worth it. It produced a beautiful child. So I don't know if relationships are a job, but are you
is it a job you want?
Right, is this the job that you want? So yeah, we got to wrap things up. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to this Date Is Over Radio. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends about us. Go to the website, thisdateisover.com. Make certain you follow me or hit me on Instagram and Twitter at Date Is Over. If you have any bad date stories, I know I'm not the only person that's been on a bad date, so you can email me your bad date stories at info@thisdateisover.com, or you can post them yourself on the website. It doesn't matter. The more stories, the merrier. We love all of your stories, so we post them on Wednesdays on thisdateisover.com. So any parting words, DH?
Nothing, man. Just everybody just work towards your goal, whether it's single life or it's the married life or the fiance life, do what you do, man. Just stay to the plow, man. And,
yes.
And forthcoming, The Family Exchange. It's a movie that I'm in. It's coming out this summer, so I'll give more details coming forward. So cool. I appreciate y'all rocking with your boy.
That's great. Well, thank you guys once again for tuning in. Parting words for me, yeah. You're not on anybody's timetable but your own. So don't let anybody badge you into being in a relationship or telling you what you need to do with your life. You know what's best for you, so do it. If you're happily single, okay. If you want to get into a relationship, make certain you do what you got to do to change your situation. If you're unhappily in a relationship, then do what you got to do to make it work. Or, have that heart-to-heart conversation. Say, you know what? Have that come to Jesus moment and say, this is just not going to work. I think we should part ways. Because, happiness ain't easy.
Nope.
Relationships have their ebbs and flows, but has it run its course? Like I said before, being in a relationship doesn't equal happy, and being single doesn't equal sad. But I think we can both agree that they're both have their pros and cons. You just have to figure out which one, do the pros outweigh the cons for you, whether you're single or in a relationship.
Absolutely.
So that's all of our time. Thank you guys so much, and I don't know what else to say. ThisDateIsOver.com.
Later.
See you at Laser Tag. June 27th. Get your tickets today. Bye-bye.
Later. Thank you.